USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan Presidential Commission on the Supreme Court voted unanimously Tuesday in favor of approving their final report and sending it to President Biden's desk. Republican Karl Rove on Fox News says co-chairman Bob Bauer has no business being on the commission.
And rather than having a legal scholar with broad bipartisan respect, they put in, with all due respect to Mr. Bauer, whom I'm sure is an excellent lawyer, a political hack lawyer.
Regarding court packing, the report said, quote, no serious person in either major political party suggests court packing as a means of overturning disliked Supreme Court decisions, end quote. The United States says it's preparing strong economic and other measures over fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. After Presidents Biden and Putin spoke, in a video call, President Biden voiced concerns over Russian troop buildups near the border with Ukraine. Russia says it will not attack. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Mark Meadows, former President Trump chief of staff, says he will no longer cooperate with the January 6th commission. Mr. Meadows on Newsmax.
To actually provide information that was non-privileged. I've been consistent from day one that the executive privilege that President Trump invoked was going to be honored. It's not mine to waive. It's his. He's claimed that privilege, and waiving that wouldn't be appropriate for me, certainly not as the first chief, White House chief of staff to do that. But it's not Congress's ability to unilaterally suggest what it is and what it is not. So perhaps it's going to be decided now in the courts. In the meantime, they've been very very aggressive in their approach with us. Hopefully, they will understand that my accommodation and willingness to answer, even now, questions through interrogatories still exists, but they've rejected every attempt we've made to try to cooperate.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Russia continues to build up forces on the Ukrainian border, retired Major General James Marks tells CNN his assessment of the buildup.
Here it gives you an idea of where we are, and certainly Crimea, which was lost in 2014. This is what we're seeing right now. These areas right here contain about 175,000 troops. Again, reference of Crimea. What's taking place right now is in this particular area. This is a tremendous buildup of forces and logistics capabilities. What this type of imagery indicates is these are staging areas, these are logistics capabilities, and then probably more importantly, this piece of imagery, when you look at this capability up here, and then you look at open areas in here, this is where logistics, where refueling and capabilities that would allow maneuver forces to achieve mobility in the offensive. So you see imagery like this, and there's reason to be concerned. This is what we're looking at now. From the previous graphic, when we saw the buildup of forces here, what this tells you from a military perspective, the area of interest for Putin is this area in here. It gives him an opportunity to achieve some significant maneuver capabilities to cut this off. What you wouldn't anticipate would be military operations that would go all the way to Kiev right now.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.